This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3341 for Monday the 24th of May 2021. Today's show is entitled Linux on a Serial Terminal and Jahrome's Mainframe Challenge. It is the 60th show of JWP and is about 5 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is my experiment with Getty and a Getty ANSI and wanting to have a serial terminal mainframe.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good day, everyone. Hey, I hope the day in COVID times finds you well. Hey, I wanted to do a shorter one, and Jahrome from the Netherlands, the guy that does the mainframe on Raspberry Pi, he sort of had me the inspiration last time we were at Fosden together. And I've been emailing Jahrome a little bit, but I sort of took his challenge. I didn't exactly do the mainframe thing, but I have a challenge for Jahrome, and I'll do it at the end of the show. So what I did was I found in the trash at work two old terminals, and they're old HP 9676 terminals, and I got them out of the trash and turned them on and plugged them in, and they still worked. Neither one of them is the best, and then I got a permission from a boss to go ahead and to be able to take those home and play with them. And I hooked them, so I took one of them because I don't have room downstairs for two of them to be hooked up at the same time. But I took the one that had the best picture, and I hooked it up to an old thin client. The thin client is from Fujitsu, and it has a AMD. A dual core processor with 4 gigabytes of RAM in it, and I put a M2, it had an M2 slot in it, and I put 480 gigabyte M2 in there, and it runs Zubuntu on him, and so I started going through the things that make Getty and Getty work with that terminal. And it was pretty interesting. I was hoping for a little more of a graphical kind of thing, but so far I haven't got the full ASCII experience with that thing. And so it emulates VT200, and it was quite useful. Now the most interesting about it was that it has that nice old 1980s keyboard clicking feeling. Oh my god, feeling, right? So and you can still find these old terminals on eBay fairly inexpensively, but probably the best place to find it is flea markets, Goodwill, used electronic stores, because the people on eBay, man, they like vintage, and they sort of rack up the price on that kind of stuff. Where to find it is really used computer places, old, super old electronics, any kind of warehouse kind of cash and carry thing, because the shipping is always such a big thing on something like that if you find a terminal like that. And I mean, Jahrome had a great talk at Fosden about that stuff, having old stuff and trying to pay the shipping and having, you know, I had a for several years I had an old VAX machine, and I ran that VAX machine downstairs, and you know, VAX, just like the Sunboxes, they have thin ones and fat ones, and it came in all sizes and shapes. And so if I really wanted to get my open VMS on now, I would probably have to emulate it. It wouldn't work. But so my challenge to Jerome 4 minutes in is, Jerome, man, hey, I think we need to, when COVID is over, you have your vaccine, I have my vaccine, you have your mask, I have my mask, we've got to get together, man, and either meet at Ken's house or meet somewhere there up there by Amsterdam where you're up there. And I've got a raspberry. I've got a plethora of raspberries. So it's just a short email. And what I want to do is I want to take that terminal and I want to put that mainframe thing on the raspberry. And I want to make the terminal talk to the raspberry and do the mainframe. So I wonder if that's actually possible, right? If that's actually possible. So Jerome, if you're out there listening, you think about it. Ken, if you happen to run into Jerome in your wanderings in the Netherlands, you please let him know that I have that idea and that I'm really, really interested in it. All right, guys, if you need to reach me, jwp5@hotmail.com. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.